Look at this smiling face. It's Hall of Fame left tackle, maybe the greatest left tackle ever. Anthony Munoz, you're in town and you're doing great work like you did last year, like you've been doing for a while. Tell us about this character camp through the NFL with the Play 60 idea.
Well, you know, the big smile is because I look out here and we have all these coaches working with close to 300 young people. I was going to say young men because football is a man sport, but we have young men and young women out here, and it's great to partner with the NFL, with the Texans, the city of Houston, and we were here last year, our first inaugural year of doing the Play 60 character camps, and we took the Play 60 program, and I figured my son and I flew up to New York, met with the marketing staff with the league, and said, why don't we do the Play 60 program, the message of, you know, exercise, stay fit, eating well, and then we'd put our character component. That's how it all started last year with six cities. Of course, Houston was one of those original cities, and we're back in Houston. We're actually doing 15 cities this year. We get to do 13 like this today with about 300 kids, and we're doing one day in Denver during Hispanic Heritage Month, and then one day at Super Bowl in New York. I love it. I mean, you know, this is something that I can look out there and people say, now, do you get out there and coach and stuff? I said, no, that's why we get these great youth coaches. They probably know a lot more than I do. But, you know, it's amazing to see, you know, a lot of times these kids will get out here, and if you take them to a track and say, we're going to run four laps, they'll look at you like you're nuts. But we do what we call a lot of different events, exercise, in addition to teaching them some football. But
make it fun.
Exactly. It's not 100% football. But there's one drill that we do, and these kids probably run about a mile, mile and a half, without even knowing about it. We actually look at it as camouflage conditioning. So, but it's great. And Andy Oles, he's a head football coach at King's High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. He travels with us. He does all my overnight camps with my foundation in Cincinnati. So when we started this, I said, there's one guy that's going to lead the charge, and that's Andy Oles, and he does a great job with the local coaches.
You know, you're pretty modest. You spread around all this this credit, and you talk about how you're not really coaching. You were just out there talking to the kids, and you told us off camera that you went and you did this camp, and then you played golf in Houston in the afternoon. You're not just talking it, you're doing it, and it's such an important venture, isn't it? Just staying active and fighting obesity.
It really is. You know, I was fortunate. I was mentored by some great mentors, and, you know, conditioning and getting ready for the season was really, that was my job, so I did it year-round. For 13 years, I ran every month, off-season, during the season, lifted, so I wanted to be in the best shape. So when camp rolled around, I didn't have to think about anything other than my technique and the plays. I didn't have to worry about my conditioning. And I've been out 21 years now, and I really try to work out every day. My wife says I need to take one day a week off, and that's been a struggle. Down here in this heat, I took a day off yesterday because I was here at camp. You can see how I'm sweating. Then I played 18 holes, so I was a non-stop sweating from 8 a.m. to 5:30. And, yeah, so, you know, you can't just come out and talk about it. I think you really have to live the message that you talk about, and that's what I'm thankful that I've been fortunate enough to, you know, play in the NFL for 13 years, and even now that I've been retired for a long time and an old guy, that I can, you know, still move around, still a lot of aches and pains, but I think the key is to move around, keep your body moving. So, you know, I think that's the exciting thing for me, to travel to most of all these cities and to let these young people know that not only we're partners with the NFL and the Texans, or next week with the Tennessee Titans, and we'll do 13, but that we're out really sharing the message, and it's important to us.
It really is, and you talk about how you've been removed 21 years from the league. You still look like you could protect a quarterback's blind side for a play or two
you're,
at least.
You're too kind.
But it would be a crime if I didn't ask you a little bit about the guy doing that here in Houston, Dwayne Brown. You got a chance to meet up with him last year in training camp. He was all pro this season. Yeah. What are your impressions of the big guy?
Well, you know, I had a chance to meet him last year, and of course he had a smile three times as big as mine because he had just signed his new contract that day.
That's right.
Which I think I would have had a smile all around my head. But no, you know, prior to meeting him, I'd heard the name, but I hadn't really watched him a lot. Of course, after I meet somebody or there's an association with someone, I'm going to watch him, and I'm impressed. He's pretty good. The thing I like about Dwayne is that he's not just an excellent pass blocker, but he's an excellent run blocker. And to me, that's what it's all about. You have to be able to do both. And it might not be right at the same level, but I think you have to be comparable in both run blocking and pass blocking. And he does that. Another thing, his motor. I love guys that even if the play's away from you and you know that maybe your block's not going to be that important, a lot of times it might, especially with the type of running game, which is what we ran for my entire career, he's going full speed just about every play, and that's what I love. I love a guy with a motor that goes one speed all the time, and that's top speed. So I got to watch him a lot last year after meeting him, and I was very impressed.
Did you see a little bit of the mean streak that you kind of need to have to play that position?
You know, I think as looking at guys that I've watched over the years, that's a necessity because, you know, as you can tell off the field, we're really mean, and we got that mean streak off the field. But on the field, you need, I think it's all about attitude, and it's interesting. I retired 21 years ago, and a year after retiring, we moved into a new home. So that was, you know, 17 years, 18 years from my freshman year in college, and I found my freshman playbook from the University of Southern California. I opened it up, and the first page said, it's all about attitude. You dominate your opponent the first play, and then you continue until the last drive of the fourth quarter. And that's what you have to do. It's all about an attitude. When you get out there, you have to, if you want to call it nasty streak or whatever, being mean, I just call it going full intensity all out the entire time. And, you know, people refer to it in a different word, but then I guess it is nasty, mean, tough. But I call it you have to be focused and intense the entire time, especially as offensive lineman, because, you know, you got pass block and you got run block, and you got to, you know, you got to shift those gears. And the way I looked at it, you know, I pitched from the age of six to, I pitched 1 year in college, and I saw myself as a pitcher. I wouldn't go through that defensive end the same, you know, set every single time. I needed to change it up. Sometimes it was a little more passive on pass. Sometimes I attacked them and, you know, made them think it was run and got after them. So, yeah, you need to, and I see that in Dwayne. I see that he wants to get after it. And the guys that want to finish a guy every play and be on top of the guy, I love those guys.
If you don't know anything about college baseball, he said he pitched a year in college, and that was in the absolute heyday of USC baseball. You know, a really, really impressive program. Let's wrap things up, though, with a little bit about the Texans. What are your impressions of them? What do they need to do to kind of take a next step, maybe go to a Super Bowl?
Well, I think, first of all, the Bengals should not play them in the first round for the third year, because I'd like to see a win in the playoff. But I think they're moving in the right direction. You know, I think Matt Schaub is an excellent quarterback. I think he is the guy that can take them to that next level. Of course, Arian Foster, and what can you say about him as a running back? And, of course, the big guys up front, I like those guys, led by Dwayne Brown, who we've talked about. Defensively, I think, you know, they get after it. I think having not only saying because he's a USC guy, but having Cushing back is going to be very helpful to the football team. Hopefully he is 100% ready to go and really takes off and continues to play the way he was playing. So I think they're on their way, and I think they have an excellent chance. I think as good as anybody with the talent they have, not only offensively but defensively.
Well, it was fun catching up with you this year. It was fun catching up with you last year. We hope the growth continues with the Character Camp. Just a fantastic program you got going on. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Drew. I like to make this an annual interview and an annual day here in Houston.